When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Scott Dunbier launches Act 4. DC to release 5 new middle-grade graphic novels. Image Comics releases own sales chart. This is Comic Book Club News for July 15, 2024. Back in April, comics veteran Scott Dunbier left IDW to pursue creating his own publishing company, with the promise more news would come around San Diego Comic-Con. Well, that time is here, and now we know. Dunbier's new company is titled Act 4. Per the beat, Dunbier will reveal his full plans at Comic-Con. However, he already has a logo from legend Chip Kidd, and released the following statement, quote, "The goal of Act 4 will be to create books, comics, graphic novels, collections, artists' editions, that are bound together by the quality of their content. Making this move is exciting and a bit scary, but I love the books that I do, and it's time to bet on myself." Why Act 4? TBD. Though at least two of those acts are most likely Dunbier's long tenures at IDW, helming their well-regarded artists' editions, and Wildstorm in DC, where he worked as editor and created DC's also well-regarded Absolute editions. Maybe the first act was when he was a kid or something, I don't know. The Act 4 panel will be held Friday, July 26 at 1:30 p.m. in Room 10. DC is releasing 5 new middle-grade graphic novels, extending its excellent line of offerings to ages 8 through 12. The news comes via ICV2, which lists all 5 books hitting in the first half of 2025. On January 7 comes Teen Titans Go! On TV! By Amanda Dibert and Agnes Garbauska, which finds every member of the team getting a reality TV show except Robin. Then on March 4 comes Harley Quinn's Bud and Lou Trouble Times 2! By Ben Head, which focuses on Harley Quinn's hyenas getting accused of stealing the lasso of truth and trying to clear their names. No joke, April 1st sees the debut of Jimmy Olsen's Supercyclopedia by Gabe Soria and Sandy Jarrell. There, Jimmy heads through the multiverse to try to become a superhero for real this time. DC's Misfits of Magic by Matthew Dow Smith goes on sale on May 6th and teams up younger versions of DC's magical characters at library camp overseen by librarian Zatanna. And finally, Kanga Yu, Tests and Tournaments by Shali Fish and Yancey Labbit has the Kangaroos of Themyscira competing in a series of competitions. That'll jump into stores on June 3rd, 2024. In a move everyone has been asking for, and hopefully other publishers will follow suit, Image Comics has released its own sales chart for June 2024. While naturally it doesn't include other publishers, nor does it provide any specific metrics, it does give a sense of internally how Image is ranking their titles sales-wise. The top 10 is no big surprise either. Destro number 1, Scarlet number 1, Transformers number 9, and Void Rivals number 10 are the top 4, all from the Energon universe. And fellow Skybound title G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero number 307 rounds out the top 5. The rest of the list includes 2 Spawn titles, Misery number 1 and Spawn number 354, a new issue of Creature from the Black Lagoon, and at 9 and 10, 2 Ghost Machine titles, Geiger number 3 and Rook Exodus number 3. Meanwhile, the list of top 10 books sold both to comic book shops and bookstores were Duke Volume 1, Geiger Deluxe Edition, and at number 3, Hackslash Back to School. Usually here on the podcast, we go off ICV2's data for sales charts, and it mostly squares up with this, as the top four selling Image Comics titles on their list are the same, albeit with Destro and Scarlet neck-to-neck, but switched. We've reached out to Image Comics for clarification on what these sales numbers are based on, but whatever they are, here's hoping they keep this going forward. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin, and maybe the first act was the friends we made along the way. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Save big on all your back-to-school needs, all in the Kroger app.
Buy one, get one free on our full-line sale of delicious, fresh Tyson chicken with your card. Then get 6-ounce packs of juicy raspberries or blackberries for $1.67 each with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.